in the stories that Rabbi Nachman told, the famous 13 stories, the last story, which is the deepest one of them, the seven Bettlers, one part of that story on the fifth day, he speaks about people that are looking, they're looking for Yeshua, they're looking to bring about the Geula, the redemption. And they're told at one point that they have to get to a certain tree. This tree is mentioned in the Navi Daniel and other places, a tree under whose shade all animals can live together in perfect peace and harmony. Rabbi Nachman, in telling this story, described, he defined the roots of the tree and the trunk of the tree. He said the roots of the tree are emuna, faith, yira, fear or respect, and anava, humility. Those are the three basic roots of the tree. And the trunk of the tree is emes, truth. And he said that this is the tree. If we could work on our midos, if we could get our act together and try to develop, try to improve in these four areas, we can get to world peace. These four attributes specifically represent Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that Avraham Avinu is called Roish Lema'aminim, the first one who broadcasted Emunah to the world. Yitzchak is known as Pachad Yitzchak, fear, the one who is ready to die for Hashem, ready to be killed for Hashem. Yitzchak is Yira, Pachad, Pachad Yitzchak. And Moshe Rabbeinu is known for humility. The Torah says there was no one as humble as Moshe Rabbeinu. Yaakov Avinu is known as Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. These four represent the four midos, the three roots of the tree and the trunk of the tree that Rabbi Nachman spoke about, that if we can work on these four areas, trying to improve, trying to get to a certain level of perfection in these areas, we've made it. We've accomplished what we need to accomplish. And it's this that Dovra Melech uses to introduce the Sefer Tehillim, when he says, Ashrei ho'ish asher lo holach ba'atzas reshoim. What is the atzas reshoim? It's denial of Hashem. How do we know that? We say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Atzosoi emuna. Hashem's advice is faith. Uvederech chatoim loy omad. And a person does not stand among sinners, chatoim. At Matan Torah, Hashem had thunder and lightning and the whole mountain was on fire. And it says there, Hashem says at the end, you know why I did all of this? Leman tihye yirosoy al panechem levilti techtoil. So that you'll have fear of Hashem and you won't sin, you won't commit chatoim. So we see that the chatoim refers to this element of yira, respect. Uvemoyshav leitzim lo yoshav. A leitz is a person who has no respect, a person who can make fun of anybody. The opposite of leitzonus is humility. The pasuk says, "Im la leitzim hu yolitz, vela anovim yitein chein." And then Dovra Melech continues, "Vahoyo ke'etz shosul al polge mayim." If a person is zoche to improve in these areas through the Torah, which is called Eitz Chaim, then everything flourishes, everything achieves perfection. We should be zoche to attach ourselves to the tree. The tree is the Torah, and the tree also refers to the tzaddik. When Moshe Rabbeinu was sending spies to Eretz Yisrael to check out the land, he said to them, "Go see Hayesh Bo Eitz Imayin. Is there a tree there or not?" And Rashi points out, he was asking, is there a tzaddik there? We should be zeichet to renew our connection to Hashem through the Torah, through the tzaddikim, and see the Geula Shlema, the coming of Moshiach, the final redemption, Kibbutz Golias, when all Yidden all over the world will come to Eretz Yisrael alive and well, besimcha. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.